The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
And yet that's exactly what we're doing. Because you got a leader that's leading us back, not taking you forward. Don't you dare fall for that first. I want to make America first. Also, in Jesus' early ministry, some who followed him left him. And Jesus asked the disciples, will you also leave me? Not everybody will follow you. Not everybody will embrace you. But if God calls you, God will equip you. God will provide for you. And God will give you longevity. Because if God calls you, can't nobody stop what God is doing. My brothers and sisters, Jesus came into this world to seek and to save those who were lost, demonstrating to us how we are to continue to trust God and continue to make the right decision in life. Secondly, Solomon said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Trust is defined as a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. As believers, our trust is centered on our faith and belief in the Lord God and his word, who is the Son, and he is the Messiah King. And our trust should be in the Lord and not in kings and prime ministers.
Yeah.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. There are many things in life that are competing for the attention of our heart. Proverbs 4:23 said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Our heart is the center of our emotion, because who we are is a reflection of our heart. So as believers, we are encouraged to guard our hearts and never let our guards down, because the enemy is looking for a crack in our armor to attack our heart. We got enough problem with our heart anyway. We eating pig feet and hog maws. We got enough problems with our heart. There are more heart diseases today because of our diets. We ought to know, because some of us are on Daniel diet. Hello?
Come on.
But it's too hard, Pastor. It's hard on the pastor. But it's supposed to be a sacrifice.
Amen.
Are you willing to sacrifice for the Lord because he sacrificed for you? Are you willing to give up something for him, even for a week? My brothers and sisters, God is speaking to us. And he said, guard your heart. Stop putting that stuff in your body. I wondered, because our daughter doesn't eat pork, and I used to wonder, I put the ribs out, and she looked at it and said, I'm not touching it. And now the older I get, the more I'm talking to Sister Matthews. I go, you know, I can't eat ham like I used to. The older I get, the less I desire it. Thirdly, Solomon said, and lean not to your own understanding. There are things in life that we don't understand. Isaiah 55 and 8 state, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. We ain't going to think like the Lord. So when the Lord starts thinking, his thoughts are far above what we think. And when he gives instruction, why don't we listen? Because we're trying to use our thought. The Lord said, your thoughts are not like mine. And when you get it, you get the blessing. My brothers and sisters, there's a vast difference between divine wisdom and human understanding. Divine wisdom and human understanding. I can articulate every day, but I ain't coming close to what God says. I've been in seminary, I've been in school, I've got double degrees, and my stuff ain't coming close to what God, divine wisdom, says. I can't even tell you how I got here. But God knows all the intricate parts of everything about me. I don't even know how to breathe unless he let my body, my oxygen, enter into my body. I don't even know about oxygen, H2O, why, all that stuff. God knows it all. And what I love about God and his wisdom and knowledge, my wisdom don't compare to his. It doesn't matter how much I think I know. I'm not equipped to what God knows. Because the moment I think about what I know, I look at what God has done, and I am baffled by everything. That little pesky mosquito, God had a purpose for it. And those amoebas, that's biology, those little cells in the water, God has a purpose for it all. What kind of God is it that we serve has a purpose for everything in life? And we think we know what God is up to? No, God has a purpose because his ways and his thoughts are far greater than our ways and our thoughts. Let's get out of God's way and let God go through the door. My brothers and sisters, Jesus would always thank the Father before he requests anything. Because he was standing on and acknowledging what the Father would grant him. Now we know why he said, ask, and it shall be given, seek, and we shall find, knock, and it shall be open. Ask and keep on asking. God knows what you need. Keep on knocking. He wants you to be persistent. Just because you didn't get it when you asked it don't mean he ain't working on it. Sometimes God got to get stuff out of the way, people out of the way. He got to get administrations out of the way. Why? Because he has to get things in order. And God is an orderly God.
Yes, indeed.
And don't think he ain't watching and seeing.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. My brothers and sisters, when we place our trust in the Lord, we have access to the presence of God. Because there is something about trusting God that changes things. When I think about God and all that he has done, I get excited about the possibility and all of the things that he has in store in the future. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. What path are you on? There are all kind of paths in life. There's some rough roads, there's some smooth roads, there's some bumpy roads, but what path are you on? But I guarantee you, when you get on the path of righteousness, God opened up the doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. When you're on the right path, when you get on the right road, you see the fulfillment of eternal prophecy, what God has in store for us. When you're on the right path, your life is changed. Your walk is different. People won't even stand and talk to you because they know there's something different about you. And what I have discovered, and you will discover it too, Donald, is that the day you start becoming linked with God, people who used to talk about you, they will continue to talk about you, because if they talked about Jesus, how much more do you think they'll talk about you? But God said it's designed for you to receive that and thank the Lord because there's a blessing with your name on it. So God is simply saying, keep on working in a new year, Antioch. God has an expectation for us to stop fussing and fighting and go to work. In a new year, if you want to see the church explode, then start working. For the harvest is truly, and the laborers are, and God is expecting us to go to work. I ain't got time. Yeah, you do. You've already spent 70 years. Why don't you give time to the Lord? Because the Lord has a blessing with your name on it. Pastor, I haven't seen it. You ain't supposed to see it here. Your reward will come when he comes. He said, I will reward you when I come. The problem we have in life as individuals is that we want the blessings and the accolades today. And the more you want the accolades, the more it delays the promise. The more you want the accolades, the more he delays the promise and the blessing. So when we put God first, seek ye first, he will bless you according to his divine purpose for your life. Amen. Finally, fully trusting God's wisdom over our own limited understanding and acknowledging him in every aspect of our life. And in return, he promised to guide us and make our path successful and straight, even when we can't see the whole journey. I don't know the end of my story, but he knows. I don't know my destiny, but he knows. He knows all of our stories from the beginning to the end. And what's your story like? You know mine. All the way from Dallas to a little town to share a word, a prophetic word for such a time as this. There are many challenges yet ahead of us. Challenges that are unseen. But these challenges are designed to grow us. When we see a challenge and we put God before the challenge, God will open the doors for success. Amen. I have seen what God will do. I know what God will do. And when you have seen and you know it, you are unusual. I know they're talking about me, but that's okay. They talked about Jesus, and he was a whole lot better than me. And they will talk about you. The moment we all become Christians, which means Christ-like, you can expect to be talked about. And let me tell you something. When people stop talking, when you walk up, you applaud because they know you're different than them. Because that's some gossip going on. Any gossip in the house? See, God is breaking some stuff because 25 is over and 26 is being ushering in. And God has a mandate for Antioch. And that mandate is for us to be different than what we used to be. I'm different than what I used to be. Because God has done something in this house that is life-staining and life-changing. And the question we ask, what do you want us to do now, Lord? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways, said the Lord. But if you link up with the Lord, he will bless you according to his divine purpose for your life, and he will bless you according to his riches and glory. The doors of the church are open. And if you're here today and the Lord has spoken to your heart.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time. God bless you and keep you.